This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning. It is Wednesday, and when it's Wednesday, it's going to be a mashup day. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and this is On The Clock, and with Erin Green, and I shall be in studio while Erin is on Zoom. I know she has one or two special guests today, and she has some housekeeping, but allow me to just do that introduction. On The Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social consumer trends. On The Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today, we're talking, Health Inc. Future Health Summit 2023. So this is going to be an interesting topic. We have Dr. Desiree Cox on the Zoom, and Erin's going to lead that charge. But before we start everything, as usual, Erin has some housekeeping issues that we need to discuss. So we'll turn it over to Erin. Erin, are you there? Producer, you connected yet?
And, oh, morning, this morning.
There you go. You got to unmute that mic, Erin. Go ahead.
I can hear you. You can't hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Clear now.
There we go. Good morning, Bahamas. How y'all doing in studio?
We're good, man. We're good.
All right. I've got a special show, I think, today. I've got two guests I'm really excited about having on the show. I've been trying to get them on the show in various capacities for a little while now. And the topics today, I think, are very exciting. Before we get there, I have a bunch of happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Lester Cox, host of Connected with Lester Cox show on the Guardian platform. Anissa Abdullah, Paula Lindo, Peter W. Wickham, Stephen Thompson, Karen Walken, and Saskia Razak. Happy birthday to all of you guys. I hope you're enjoying your day across the Bahamas, across the Caribbean, and across the world. You heard that song we opened up with there, Mr. Nuri? You know that song?
Yes, it's an old classic, actually. I appreciate that. It made me smile.
Yeah, man. Andrus Isle by Wilfred Solomon and the Magnetics. And in the second half of the show, we're going to have an Andrus man come to talk to us about a big thing that's happening in Andrus this coming month, April. And so I can play a little bit of Andrew's music through the show today. But now it's time to bring in our guest for this morning, Dr. Desiree Cox. And Dr. Desiree Cox is joining us to talk about the 2023 Heal Inc. Future Health Summit. It's going to be hosted this April 17th through 19th at Atlantis, the Bahamas. Good morning, Dr. Cox.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be here. Hello, Bahamas. Hello, world. And looking forward to the conversation.
Now, Dr. Cox, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself because I'm a QC comment and I may just go overboard and take it too far. Excited to have you on the show, my fellow comment. Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Desiree Cox. I am CEO of Heal Inc. That's H-E-A-L-I-N-C. I also consult to the Bahamas government on regenerative medicine, stem cell regenerative medicine, future health technologies, and the oversight of the regulatory system around that. I'm based in the U.S. and the Bahamas. In addition to those organizational components of my work, I also run a biotech company that is looking to create some of these new medicines, one exosome-based or stem cell-based medicine, and I am a visual artist. So the art and the science is the blend that is me, and the HeLink is the platform that I'm going to be talking about today.
Okay. I see that my second guest is in the studio. I'm going to introduce him just in case he has a question or he wants to join the conversation, because he is from Andres and he is from North Andres. And who knows? There's something special about Andres and Andres people. And I mean, whether it is just the healing of being relaxed, the healing that comes with being relaxed in a natural environment, or if it is the healing from the Andres salts or the Andres water or the Andres food. But this gentleman may have something to throw into the conversation, so I got to introduce him right now. Good morning, Mr. Cornelius McKinney.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
No, and thank you for joining me, because I have to say publicly, I've been pestering you for about 2 or 3 years now to sort of do something different, if I could say that. And I'm just so glad that you shut me up, sir. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the conversation with Dr. Cox, but I wanted to introduce you since you are in studio. Dr. Cox, tell us again, what is Heal Inc.?
Yeah, great. Thank you very much, Aaron. So I created HeLink. Before I tell you what HeLink is, I think the exciting thing for me about why I do this, why I've been doing this since 2018. 2018 is when we had our very first HeLink Future Health Summit. We had that at the Malheur Hotel. We had about 3 people come to attend that. We had people from all over the world come, as well as the Hamians. And one thing that I did in that summit that has become a signature of it is to bring in the top science, technology, engineering, and math students between the ages of 14 to 17 to be embedded in the summit. And I say that because right now in the world, at this point in history, we have not had the kind of confluence that we have in health and the next wave of health. We've not had that for 100 years. 100 years ago was when you had the beginning of what we call this biotech era that had certain components that made that real. One, we started to do the clinical trials. First of them was in the 1940s. The second thing we needed to do because of the wars is that countries needed to find their own ways to test medicines, test drugs. But all of that really was of something that ordinary many people and the generations that would have been around that time would have not had a voice in. Mm-hmm. This would have been creating a healthcare strategy, a healthcare system that we pretty much inherited. That then trickled out into the rest of the world. That was the beginning of Big Pharma. And we inherited that. We didn't have a voice in co-creating it. So for this first time in history, we have a new pillar of medicine. So that is your cell therapy, your gene therapy. And it's not just stem cells and regenerative medicine. This pillar represents a confluence of bringing together of many different dimensions. This involves digital health, your telemedicine, a different way of conceiving of health, bringing health more towards the patient. So the patients are doing, and patients become clients. This is a confluence that is bringing in AI in order to the deep volume of data. This is a confluence that is going towards the idea that we already have in our bodies the ability to heal ourselves and to regenerate. And nudge those cells. We can program those cells. We can give those cells different information that leads towards our healing. It also, in that confluence, is another part of the picture, which is that process is personalized. I'll give you one classic example of the way, what I mean by that. If you were trained in medicine as a nurse or a doctor in your high school, whatever, you were told the 98.7 was the normal body temperature. And above that, you got fever. Below that, you're a bit cold and something is going on. Well, it turns out that that is not the average, that might not be my baseline. It might not be your baseline. The temperature for everybody listening to your show and beyond is different. What we do know is if you are 4 degrees above that, something's going wrong. But that's 4 degrees above your baseline. If your baseline is on the lower end, you could look completely normal when someone did your temperature, and the signal that the temperature rise is supposed to tell the doctor, the healthcare professional, which is that something is wrong, the signal would not be communicated because we're going on older knowledge about how our bodies work. So yes. I say all that to say there is this confluence. It is happening now. My passion or my concern, my interest is that all voices need to be a part of that. You need to be a part of creating the new story for health, the new story for medicine. And to be, you have to be in possession of the right knowledge. You have to be in the room. If you're not in the room, you're probably on the menu. And so that was one of the core reasons for bringing the summit or creating a summit as a platform in the Bahamas, where I would bring over my Rolodex, dating myself by even saying that, and bring the top tier people in the world, Stanford, Harvard, Tufts, all over the world, to come to the Bahamas. And many of those already have companies doing things here in the cell and gene therapies. I could see that these people needed to be talking to each other, but more to the point, there needs to be more connecting the dots between all these cool things you're hearing about, your Fitbits here and this, that, and the other, connecting the dots between that, what is new, what is ancient, what is old, and the new picture we are developing about how the body works. Why do you need to connect the dots? Because where the mind goes, the body must follow. If I don't have a connected, coherent story about how I am, how I work, how these pieces connect it, it becomes very hard for me to shift my behavior to support that. So we can't keep saying to people, do this, exercise more, eat, food is medicine, whatever. If they don't have a connected story for how these pieces work and they're not engaged in that, it's hard to bring their behaviors in line. And the final thing to say is the future of healthcare workers. We need people who are young and new and just coming out in the world, or people who have careers that they feel have stalled, to recognize that when you have a new pillar of medicine, it is not just healthcare professionals who are engaged in creating that. It is media people who help you understand what that means, helps the ordinary person to understand what that means. It is lawyers, because all of this involves legal ethics component. It's all the across the board, not just healthcare professionals, that have the opportunity to participate in this, have the opportunity for their voices to be heard. So we will be having the third annual Healing Summit today, it feels like today because there's so much work in making that happen, but we'll be having that on the 17th to the 19th of April. I have given what I see as a gift to Bahamian citizens and residents, which is full access to that conference is just $100. If you're international, you will be paying $450 or $500 or $600, which is normal, and even that is kind. But for Bahamians, I want Bahamian citizens, residents, people who live here, to not see this as something outside happening around them, has nothing to do with them. I want them to be in the room, hearing the information, asking questions. And so that is a gift. And within that, we've also said two things will be coming. Opening ceremony on Monday night, the 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30, will be free. That will be a public lecture. There will be an art exhibition apart. There will be a drumming part of that. There will be a public lecture. The Minister of Health will be there. And we have a special additional stem cell ground round just for medical professionals, 8 o'clock to 10:30 on the last day of the summit, because we want the next generation of healthcare workers to catch the vision, be a part of that, and to do that, you need to be sitting in the space, hearing the information, and finding in your mind how to connect that with what you already do. So I know that's a mouthful, but it's just very exciting for me to be bringing this to the world and for it to have grown and have started and have taken its initial roots in the Bahamas as it moves to being elsewhere globally as well.
Listen, absolutely. It is entirely talking about shifting technologies, shifting thinking, shifting culture, and shifting practice. And like you say, it's not just for the medical practitioners, right? There's so many other auxiliary or complementary elements that are required, not just for the practice, but for the shifting, right, of these spaces.
Correct.
Yes, it blends the old and the new. Both must come together to find the places where they merge and then can grow. It makes me think of the bionic man and the $6 million man and the bionic woman. I already have my little tech toolkit out. Even if all I could do is adjust the knees, when it's time, I can find a way to fit into the future. This is fantastic. So, okay, there are a couple of things. We've said when the summit is. It's the 17th to the 19th of April. Full access for $100. Can I connect virtually with that full access for $100?
No, what the $100 is for you, the $100 is for your in-person attendance.
Okay.
We have done well with the virtual part of things in COVID, and that really has shifted many things and had us realize that many of those things we thought we had to be in person for, actually, a lot of that you can be doing virtually. But there is no substitute for being physically in the space, for being able to touch and see the person in front of you giving the talk, to being able to go up to them, ask questions, to be able to be in the ambiance of the room. There's no substitute for that. So we have limited slots. We only have 350 people can be physically there. So it is a really unique opportunity to be able to get in there for just $100. If you decide you want to attend virtually, it's not possible for you to be physically there, you will be subject to the virtual fee. And if you go on the website, the virtual fee, I think, is $275. That is for the live stream continuous virtual access. That is global. That's the same for everyone. The in-person fees is really where the gift is. If you're interested in doing that, you need to get on that website and register, because those seats are very much filling up, and I want to make sure that you have a chance to be in the room.
Absolutely. I want to just say quickly, this is an opportunity for if you were a doctor and you had a hospital, if you were a university and you had a school of science, I would figure out how I can select and support some students and young practitioners getting into this space. This is absolutely fantastic. Just sort of before we go, two quick things. The networking opportunities, just sort of reinforce that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
a word on the art exhibition.
Yes, absolutely. So the network opportunities, we will have speakers coming from the U.S. We will have a contingent of speakers also coming from the from Europe, from Sweden, speakers and participants coming from Germany. We have a contingent coming all the way from Malaysia. We have people coming from all over the world who are speakers, who are investors in this space. People often have great ideas for what they're trying to do, but they're not able always to touch the people who are best able to help them. This is your chance to sit with these people because they're not, they could be doing anything else with their time. They didn't have to be coming to the Bahamas. They are interested in the Bahamas because of the laws we have here around stem cell and regenerative medicine. They're interested in the Bahamas because of the research opportunities, and they need to partner with Bahamians to do that because that is a requirement of the regenerative medicine, stem cell ethics, Ministry of Health policy. So they need to partner with Bahamians. And when they're partnering with the Bahamians, the kind of partners are not just doctors, nurses, et cetera. The partners also include people who are going to be involved in risk management. The partners include people who are going to be interested in data. The partners include people who want to be a part of the medical tourism part. They want to make sure that the people who come, their patients who are local and international, are taken care of. There are many different kinds of partnerships. So the network opportunities will be stellar. But beyond that, the network opportunities for people who have an idea, who are trying to get something off the ground that could be local and international, this is where you will meet your investment partners. This is where you will find out what's going on in other people's institutions so that you might be an intern someplace else at another university. This is where you get to hear and you get to go up to people and talk to them, exchange details, continue the conversation during the summit and also afterwards.
Awesome. I'm going to figure out how to be there because I need to network with a new foot. You may not know, but I'm out of studio because of a broken foot. But let's get two quick things just before we end. A birdie just whispered to me that UB scholarships for UB students.
Yes. So that's a birdie whisper to you, which is and this is great for Dr. Craig Smith and I, put our heads together to think of how do we get more students involved. We had a couple of Zoom run-in conversations with the UB students, the science students, and Dr. Craig Smith, who will give you the details, has been growing a list of people that we want to give scholarships to. To do that for nursing students, medical students, also science students, art students, because there's a role for art in there as well. And so if you hear this and you think, look, you know, I'm a student, I love this, I want to know more about it, it may be rough for me to be able to attend, or I don't really belong to any of these hubs Dr. Desiree is talking about, go to the website that is www.HEALINC, that is HEALINC summit.com. Go, some of the cool things are there. Go to the contact page and drop me a note. And so we will be able on our end to make that happen. So very, very much want to include people in this conversation. Awesome. And on the art exhibition, say a little about that. Nicole Colley is the curator of this. Nicole and I have been close friends really from the beginning, and she really, her art, her gallery, the Synchronon, was where I had my very first art exhibition. That's, you know, close to 15 years ago, unbelievably. But Nicole has also been passionate that we know that quality of life is about living well and living a life that speaks to you, that satisfies you, that is fully expressed. There's no conversation about longevity and regeneration without quality of life, because your life needs to be alive enough for you to want more of it and you to be interested in how do I extend that? How do I live better? And we know that art and self-expression is a part, art is core to that. So Nicole has pulled together what she calls, and I partnered with her on this, the emerging creatives for those people who are budding artists or established artists, but may not be as much out in the world as they'd like. And we want to create the opportunity for them to show their work, as well as some very established artists as well in the art exhibition. So we will have an art exhibition. You'll be able to come and view the work. You'll be able to buy work. We want to support Bahamian artists, and we want people to connect those dots between creativity, the arts, the science, and well-being. We are whole people. We're not broken into different pieces. And so creative self-expression is very important. So come out for the grand opening of that. That's between 5:30 and 7:30 on the Monday. And in that will also be included a public lecture by one of our international speakers on mental health and creativity and health, and how to connect those dots in your life. And so to see the art, come to the exhibition opening, and you'll be able to also view throughout the summit, the three-day summit.
Absolutely. Dr. Cox, thank you so very much for telling us about the 2023 Heal Inc. Future Health Summit. I don't want to rush you, Dr. Cox. You may want to stay in this conversation because we're going to Andrus next. And the mail boat waiting for me, Dr. Cox. And Mr. Cornelius, yes, McKinney, come to the studio to escort me to Andrus. We got another big event coming up in April. Thank you very much. Again, Bahamas, check out the website, 2023 Heal Inc. Future Health Summit. Check out the options for full access for locals for $100. UB students, connect Dr. Greg Smith. I know he's a doctor in thinking and critical care. Check out Craig Smith for details about the potential scholarship opportunities to attend the summit. We're going to commercial, you guys.
Good. It's On the Clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We have Cornelius McKinney is in house right now, and Aaron's going to interview and find out what exactly is happening in the big yard, Andrus. Aaron, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. No more yawning this morning. Good morning, Mr. Cornelius McKinney. How are you?
Wonderful. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. For I have begged you to come to my show to tell us about the newest festival in the Bahamas, the Bearing Point Fish Fry Fest. And I am excited about it. So please introduce yourself and tell us why the Bearing Point Fish Fry Fest and what we can expect at the first festival.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for prodding me, because we've been talking about this for a while now. And you were like, stop talking and just do it. You know, what can benefit the people? And so we've come up with what we are calling our first annual Bearing Point Fish Fry Festival, the FFF. And I don't know if most Bahamians are aware of it, but most of the economy of Andrus is based around food. You can start thinking about Crab Fest, Bonefish. Bonefishing is one of the biggest part of Andrus' economy. And then we have, naturally, everybody knows the crabs. We have wild hogs, pigeons, duck, berries, coconut, fish, and conch. And many of the other islands, like Nassau, New Providence, and Eleuthera, persons come from there with their huge fishing boats to fish in Andrus. So God has blessed Andrus with an abundance of food. And when you asked me the question, well, would you have an Andrus? Like, what, you're looking to do something in the economy. It was just natural to focus on food. And so we're doing the Fish Fry Festival, and it will be a culinary delight. And so focused on the food. We're based, Bearing Point is in South Central Andros. It's about half hour drive south of Fresh Creek. And so we are putting on a festival centered around food, but within the festival, there are a lot of other activities, like we're doing things that are native to the Bahamas. We're having a domino tournament, we're having a fishing tournament, we're having a walkathon, and the primary school, Bearing Point Primary School, they've taken over the walkathon and making it their own. And everything that we're having takes place at one location, and that is on the beach park in Bearing Point. And so we are really excited. I have one of the Andrus chef will be calling in later. And then we have jumping on board to help us from the music side is none other than the rake and scrape artist himself, Stelit. And he'll also be calling in as well to speak about the music aspect of Andros. And then we'll have Cora talking about the food. And I moved to Andros 4 years ago. I got married to a young man. And I would recommend any single man find a woman in Andros and move to Andros. You will totally enjoy it. But the food.
Listen, look here. I ain't fighting you, you know. I'm not upset at that at all. Okay. Dear Bahamian men, find yourself a good Andrus woman. Go down to Andrus. Go find one piece of beachfront property and build your house near the beach. Trust me, you will change your life. We have Dr. Cox here talking about a regenerative and healing practices. Trust me, this is the best thing outside of medicine you could get.
Yes, and you know, food is so important to health. And Andrus has a lot of berries, which makes it, it's a bird watcher's paradise. We have the Audubon Society and a number of other bird watchers that come to Andrus every year because there's such a large varieties of berries, and they grow wild. They're all through the bushes. You even have cocoa plum growing deep in the bushes because there's so many freshwater ponds. And so there are aspect of just eating natural. And the people of Andrus, most people grow food in their yard. They love roots like cassava and sweet potato. And then they're very big on beans and peas. So you can just go in your yard, pick some peas, and then you can cook that with some rice on the spot. I mean, immediately after picking them. And one thing my wife mentioned to me that I didn't realize, at one point she said to me, "Why do you like rice so much?" And I was like, "I didn't realize that I like rice so much. It isn't so much that I like rice. I like the way you cook bean and rice." And I don't know what all she puts in it, but it is. Sometimes I just eat rice alone. Nothing else, just the peas and rice or bean and rice.
Yeah. Next year, we're going to have a culinary competition, right, where you invite the other islands to challenge the best Andrus chefs for the bean and rice, the peas and rice, the coconut tart, the coconut and rice. It seems like it's going to be a dream event. Tell us about the prizes for the mini regatta, the tournament.
Okay, we have, and then also the walkathon too. We have lots of prizes, and then we have the fishing tournaments. Each one of the tournaments we're having, we're hoping that at some point they can become an event in itself. Fishing, you know, Andrus is right off the tongue of the ocean, third largest barrier reef in the world, have an abundance of fish life. The sharks alone, there are over 40 species of sharks in Andros, so much so that I've shot a number of episodes for Shark Week in Andros, probably at least 10 of them, because persons come there because there's so many sharks and they're close to shore and there's such a variety of them. And so the prizes for the fishing tournament, there will be some cash prizes as well as trophies. Same thing for the domino tournament. And we're also the walkathon. There'll also be prizes. And throughout the entire day, the event, it takes place April 22nd. It's from midday to midnight. And so in addition to the, we're having, in addition to the tournaments, we'll be doing like bingo, raffles and this. So there are going to be prizes given away all day. In addition to winning prizes, there will also be a lot of giveaways. Anything from microwave oven, large screen TV, cell phone. There's just so many. So it's going to be a day of giving, a day of enjoying good food. And we've already started the process of repairing the stalls for the vendors. We're fixing up the beach. We have the Bearing Point Development Association that's held, that's led by Beecham Jr. They're doing a very good job in getting the beach park ready for the events. It's just going to be fun for the entire family, naturally bouncing castle and games. The games for adults and children.
I was about to say, what's the prize for the bouncing castle?
We have a lot of toys that we'll be giving to the kids. Just a huge variety.
I'm not talking about kids, sir. I'm talking about adults. What's the prize for the bouncing castle?
If the adults, we'll probably give them a cell phone. They'll probably end up with a cell phone for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome. Now, I'm from Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
I can't swim there because I'm a broken foot.
Okay.
Flights, mail boats, transportation on the island, and accommodations. How do us non-Androsians take part in this?
You mentioned it because we're speaking with both of the mail boat that come to Andros. There's Prince Monroe, and then there's the new G and the KCT. And we want to work out the same thing with them like they generally do for Crab Fest, where the boat comes in the morning and then leaves late that night. So we're working on setting it up where the boat can leave about 8 a.m. and arrive around midday and then leave midnight. And so persons can also bring their vehicles. And those boats leave from Potoski Dock. There's also Lee Air that has two regular flights, 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. But if they have persons, more persons than they can take, then they put on extra flights. So it's a matter of calling Lee Air. Then a Sheldon Air. And then there are a lot of charters. If you go to the general aviation section and you tell people, hey, is there any flights to Andros? And usually you'll find a few other persons already. Then once there's enough, the pilots will just bring you over. And it's a 10-minute flight.
Awesome. This is awesome, man.
Yeah. I want the audience the website address so that even while we're speaking, they can go on now and check out the website and see all of these lists of activities. And there's a contact if they need more information. But it is BearingPointFishFryFest.com. BearingPointFishFryFest.com.
And I want to interject here, Aaron. I know that the government has a department of festivals. And I want to know, have you been communicating with them? Have they been helping you with develop this this festival thing? I have the phone number just in case you need to get the number and recall down. I'm not sure.
I just contacted them this morning.
Nice.
So
nice.
We're just getting in contact with them. Yeah, but I just received that information this morning that the government is actually looking for events like this to support. So we're very appreciative of that, and
I'm impressed that you got this far and so developed and so defined that, and without government assistance, it shows the tenacity of Andros Islanders that you could come together and say, "Hey, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to be celebrating," especially on this 50th anniversary of independence.
Right, and this festival coincides with that, and I didn't know that help was out there until I just found that out this morning. And so it's really just been a community effort, persons in the community volunteering to help out, to clean up the beach, import sand, do whatever was necessary to get the park ready and to plan this event. And all of the vendors will be from Andros, so all of the food that you eat will be authentic Androsian food.
So it'll be definitely like a homecoming type thing?
Yes, it'll be combined because there are a lot of Androsians living in Nassau and Grand Bahama and a number of the islands, and so we've gotten a lot of phone calls from persons saying that they're coming for it. So we're getting very excited about that.
Yes. I am excited. Like I say, the newest festival in the Bahamas, and like Mr. Newry said, with so many things to do. Now, I know you're going to have the Rake and Scrape General Stilip performing. Are you going to have any Andros bands? You going to have any surprise Rake and Scrape secrets any young, these young rappers, anything, any other musicians from the island performing?
Yeah, I just sent a text to Stalee telling him he can call in now. And then I also sent a text to our chef telling her to call in. But yes, we do have a local
right now.
Yeah, we do have a local band in Bering Point, and we're also looking for some local talent because it's a long day and we want to showcase some of our local talent. And what we've done is brought together around it. We've brought so many other things that we'll be doing, like the various tournaments, so that if you're not, let's say you've, even after you've eaten, there's so many other things that you can do that will pique your interest. So we've made it as broad as possible, and everything takes place at one location, so that you won't be able to miss out on any of the action, and everything is scheduled. One event immediately follows the next one, so it'll be nonstop entertainment, fun, and food and drinks all day.
I see Stalee is on the phone, Aaron, so I just want to interject to let him take the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Pastor will call it through their producer. Stalee, that's you?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing? How's it going? What's going on?
Everything is big, big, man.
Man, you know, the Bahamas is big, big, most definitely. I appreciate y'all accepting my call and having me. I'm always honored to come on Aaron Green's show. You know, I like how y'all keep the culture. Y'all have the passion. Just letting behemoths know what's going on around the country.
Without a doubt. I was so excited on the flyer because I knew that if the call was made, that you would step up definitely.
Well, you know, the Bahamas is our home. I got to do what it takes. If I'm called, I am honored. Bering Point, on the 22nd, I'll be there live. I want the people to know, you got to come down. I just was about to go and do a blog, letting every behemoth know we always go to America, we go to every different other place. These festivals need us. We need one another. You have to get on a boat. If it's too expensive for you, one alone, grab friends and family, and you all subsidize. Make sure, cut the cost. Everybody stay in the Airbnb. Everybody drive in the same car. But you got to come on down. This is Bering Point's first ever Fish Fry Fest, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And you know the performance don't change for me. I am the party animal. I just want the behemoth people to know, you must explore the island. Explore what we have to offer. Because there are people who are trying to put on festivals like this, and they need the support.
Without a doubt. Now, and also, tell them, you don't let no little bit of ocean stop you from getting to the islands, buddy. I seen the video. You guys go check out Stalee's YouTube page. You can see this brother. He walks the talks. He got on a skip to go from, what, Nassau to Andras? Or Andras to Nassau? I say, well,
that's fine. This is what I'm saying right now. Everybody have boats and have friends who have boats. Get on a boat. It's about 2 hours and a half. Am I right, Mr. McKinney, from Andras, from Nassau to the Bering Point?
The mail boat will take about 2.5 to 3 hours. But if you have a speed boat, you can get there in 30 minutes.
This is what I'm trying to say. That's even better. So call it 1 hour. If you're listening under the sound of my voice, Bering Point, first ever Fish Fry Fest this morning. You guys get on a boat. If you want to come on the day and go right back, it's a one-night, one-day thing. I'll be there performing live. Behemoths, we have the support. These things is what we live for. This is what makes the community grow, make people come together, socialize, and get on your boat, get on your jet ski, and let's get to Bering Point.
And eventually, I hope what we have like for next year is all of the boats go one time across, right? We all travel together and have a good time together as we go in from Nassau to Bering Point, Andras. Mr. McKinney?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on, sir.
Yeah, no, I was saying that would be awesome. And one thing I want to do is send a special invitation out to all the totas. Because once you come and taste this food in Andras, you're going to want to tote some back to Nassau or whichever island you're coming from.
You speak it to my people, sir. You have touched my heart.
Aaron.
We love this. Yes, sir.
You know what I've just thought of? And I'm going to be over there performing live. But you know, I'm also a celebrity chef seafood cafe at the farmer's market every Saturday selling all behemoth food. I will be over there, and I'm putting this in right now. I will also be over there doing Stalee celebrity chef style Inago food at Bering Point in Andras. So that Saturday, I will not be at the farmer's market. You can come to Bering Point and get Stalee food.
You all hear that? If you all want the seafood salad, if you all want the Wilkes and the Curbs salad, you got to go to Bering Point on the weekend of April the 22nd, 2023. Mr. McKinney, tell us again how we can contact you. If the other caller is on the line, let's go to that call. And then I've had music all day from Andrus. I got some new music. I don't know if we're going to get to play it because I think I want the producer to play the clip I have from the 2022 Bearing Point Independence Memory video.
It looks like we do have another call. No, that's still Stalit.
Take the call.
No, that's still Stalit. That's only Stalit on the line
okay,
right now.
Cool, cool. So, Stalit.
Yes.
You're going to perform. You're going to cook for us. Are you going to participate in the Bouncing Castle competition?
I think I want to participate in the domino tournament, in the domino competition.
Awesome.
I'm going to come over there, beat up on them Andrus fellas, and let them know who in town and who literally run domino. They just say, they can let me deal with the stage, and they can let me deal with the cooking. I come to let them know I deal with the domino also.
Boy, Stalit, these guys over here can play. I must tell you that you better go get some additional training before you come and challenge them.
Animal. I am the Rick Escape General. I can show them how I take it to the stage, to the domino table.
On the stage, after they finish with you.
See, this is the kind of energy we need. We need all of us to come together to make the camaraderie even better in this country. Let's come together, support each festival, each regatta, everything that's going on. Get on a boat, go to the islands. You don't know who your family are. You don't know who you can meet, what business development you can get. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, Andrus is a gold mine. And once I moved there, I told my wife, nobody's going to get me to leave. I'll visit somewhere else, but I am always coming back to Andrus. And it's such a relief. Like when the plane is about to land, it's just like when you're going back to Andrus, it's like a burden is left behind. It's just stress-free.
What you're saying is, Bearing Point, first ever Fish Fry Fest, whoever comes there, they're going to leave all their burden behind, and this is going to be a party.
Yes, yes. And because, like I said, once you get there, you don't have to be looking around. You can leave your doors unlocked. You can just walk along the street. You just feel secure and safe. It is just a relaxing environment. The people are very friendly. You can just go in somebody's house. They'll feed you. And during like these events, people just sleep all over the floor in people's houses, you know, because there is limited housing, but there is housing. There are a number of fishing lodges anywhere from Love Hill all the way up to Bearing Point. But like I say, most people make it a day trip. But if you want to overnight, some people come in a day or two in advance. You can go to the Ministry of Tourism website. They list some of the lodges that are there. And so I want to give my personal cell phone number in case anybody wants more information. They can contact me, Cornelius McKinney, from the festival committee. My number is 442. For me, with any questions, any information you need, we'll be happy to share that with you. It is a community effort. We have Mr. Beecham Brainin, our Development Association president. They're supporting us. We have the Bearing Point Primary School, the teachers, the principal, the students, they're supporting us. And it's just going to be a community event, and we want to extend the Andrus community to the entire Bahamas so that everybody comes to Andrus and feel that they're part of this community and come for a culinary feast.
Baron.
All right.
Yes.
Is there a last caller?
Here we have a last caller there. Stalit, 1 minute for me. Let me get this last caller in, and then I'll let you respond. Okay. Go ahead, caller. Patrick, caller through. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Is that Cora?
Yes, it is.
Cora is a genuine Andrusian chef. And Cora, if you have some time, if you can just tell us a bit about Andrus food, what makes it so delicious.
Oh, everything is fresh. Fresh from the sea, fresh from the... Everything is fresh. We go from the sea to the table, or from the farm to the table. So the Bahamas is kind of late behind the farm to the table. We have been doing that from our ancestors' time. So when you come to Bearing Point, prepare to have a culinary feast like Cornelius said.
I definitely come into your stall and I want some fresh fish.
She's talking to you, Stalit.
That's no problem. We will have your taste buds tingling. Your taste buds will get all excited. Boom, fresh lime, fresh pepper. Name it, we have it, all fresh.
Well, Salih coming to challenge you on the cook-off, so I just letting you know that Salih coming down from Inagua, and he planned to challenge you as the best cook in Andres.
Can I put a little word in there?
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have already took on Salih, and Salih can speak about me.
Okay,
what she said is, I have had her food before. And she's saying, I can attest to the great taste of our food. And our food is very, very, very good. I will put three berries on that. Yes, she can cook. That's real down-home island food. I am not going to lie. It was amazing. But I will be bringing celebrity chef style into Andhra. That's all I can say.
You're bringing it. You're going to meet it here.
I love it. I love it. This is what I'm talking about.
And if I can say one thing, no napkins necessary. You can lick your fingers.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta go into a Zoom call, right? I wanna say this before I go.
Yes, sir.
Miss Cora, Mr. McKinney, Miss Erin, and the whole crew there down at the Guardian. Y'all are always being awesome. But I must plug this in because this is Erin's favorite song of mine. Wake up early one morning, jump on the back of your truck. Me, Erin, Mr. McKinney, them, all of you just wake up. We can be raking and scraping. Man, we going from house to house. We can plot the maple at Baron Point Fish Fry Fest. Eating we chicken's house, man. We raking and we scraping.
Scullin I gotta go, scraping. Y'all.
Big blessing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, man. Salih, you caused it to happen. On the 17th to the 19th of April, I'm going to have to get to the Healing Future Health Summit because I'm going to need some regenerative therapies and get me a new foot. So by the 22nd of April, 2023, I could make my way to the newest festival in the Bahamas, the Baron Point Fish Fry, in conjunction with Mr. Cornelius McKinney and the Baron Point Development Association. I want to say
one last thing.
We're
going into our road of the 50th. So everybody, when you come to perform with me, you know I always have my flag. Don't come out there unless you come with your flag. The Bahamas is big thing, 242 to the world. I got to go into the Zoom meeting. Thank you all for having me. I love you all, Bahamas. See you all on the 22nd at the festival. I got to go.
Thank you, sir. And that means that all Nassauvians, all be passing through Nassau to get to Andres, stop at one of these stores, get some Bahamian flags. Let's take them down to Baron Point Fish Fry Fest and have a good old Bahamian time in the hands of our brothers and sisters from Baron Point, Andres. Thank you, Mr. Cornelius McKinney. Thank you to Dr. Desiree Cox in our earlier segment. Producer, I leave you. I don't even know if we have enough time to play any music. I will play some of the music tomorrow, I guess. Mr. Nuri, thank you so much, McKinney. Thank you so much for your efforts and for joining us today.
Thank you.
A community that nature has endowed with unspeakable beauty and people whose essence transmits humility, hard work, resilience, and moreover, an abiding love for God. Years ago, the strategic geographic location of this community acted as a guide for sailors traversing the ocean, hence the name Baron Point.